Christ Consciousness, Part 5, Continued. The Father God and the Son Jesus Christ Correlation. If you believe Jesus Christ is God, and that there's an identical third person spirit, you cannot experience Christ consciousness. Understanding the Father and Son relationship is paramount in understanding our relationship with God. It is the two-way template emphasized that is absolutely necessary to know, understand, and relate to in our Christ-conscious awareness and perception that shapes our being and defines who we are in real time. Jesus Christ in the flesh and in the spirit knew and understood his position and this power dynamic. John chapter 14 verses 10 to 14. Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me. He does the works. Believe me, that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Does that sound like Jesus is God? That he is one and the same. Identical, as God. From the beginning, this is established and set in clear wording by God and his angel messenger. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is to be born shall be called the Son of God. Luke chapter 1 verses 30 to 35. Who is the Highest? Only one can be the Highest. Is to conceive in the womb an incarnation. Here it states plainly the Holy Spirit is the power of the Highest, not some third person. Otherwise, this third person would be the Father of Jesus Christ. Such nonsense, that God became his own Son. Those who profess such and think in their minds that pagan concept, are disobeying what God commanded by way of his angel, that he shall absolutely be called the Son of God, making God his Father. They profess God the Son, and do not obey the commandment of God, therefore that way of thinking is sin consciousness. A state of mind that is wired wrong, and it is almost impossible to remove the blinders from those that cannot see the Father and Son correlation, in our own position. Even the well-known verse of John chapter 3 verse 16 of God's purpose, alludes the simplicity intended from their point of view of Scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Because we as parental humans have an understanding that it is a much greater sacrifice to give up your own son than yourself, it's what allows us to believe the magnitude of this monumental truth and line our thoughts accordingly. By the way, Jesus Christ himself spoke those words. Christ consciousness is his way of thinking and projecting a future where he would become the first begotten among many. We are the many and God has fathered us, and he is one. And he is the Highest. That is why we worship God only as the Father in truth and in the Spirit. God is referred to as Father over 1300 times in the New Testament. When Jesus spoke to his Father, he looked up. John chapter 17 verses 1 to 3. These words spoke Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, who art God, as thou, God, hast given myself, your Son, power over all flesh, that I, your Son, should give eternal life to as many, and to the many also begotten to come, as thou, God, hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, the Father, and Jesus Christ, his Son, whom thou hast sent. 1 John chapter 2 verse 22. Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, that denies the Father and the Son. That verse nailed it. There's no third person, but the dynamic duo of the Father and Son relationship is emphasized. Continuing. Whosoever denies the Son, the same has not the Father, he that acknowledges the Son, has the Father also. Let that, therefore, abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son, and in the Father. Verse 24-25. That's two only. Abiding and obeying the Father and Son uncorrupted, is absolutely essential to sustaining our fellowship and mental peak of Christ consciousness. Hold your ground, keep your mind's eye on the scripture given by Revelation regarding God, his Son, and what that has created us, in their union. Don't be tricked or intimidated by the majority of Antichrist that is in the world. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. Verse 26. 1 John chapter 4 verses 2-3. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now, already, is it in the world. In 2 John chapter 3, grace be with you, mercy, and peace, from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Scripture always just emphasizes 2 not 3. Stephen, the chosen evangelist, he saw God and Jesus at his right hand, in Acts 7, when they stoned him to death, not three persons. At his right hand is Christ's position. We also as sons and daughters, are at the right hand of God. There would be no room or position for us as such, if there was a Trinity of gods. After Jesus gave commandments and promises unto his apostles, he ascended up into heaven. In Acts chapter 2 verses 32-33, Peter made clear, by revelation of the Father and Son relationship, Jesus Christ at his right because he was exalted there by God. Therefore, having been lifted up, into heaven, to the right side of God and having received the promise of the Holy Spirit, not a third person, from the Father, he has poured out this, which you now see and hear, referring to, the tongues. Later, John would word this as the witness from God the Father. 1 John chapter 5 verses 9-11. If we receive the witness of men, by way of the five senses, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness, spirit in manifestation by speaking in tongues. Our spirit-given prayer language, of God which he hath testified, gave conclusive evidence, of his Son being in you. There is no spiritual evidence of God the Son or a person called, the Father, as one person among three in a triune Godhead. 1 John chapter 5 verse 10. He that believes on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believes not God has made him a liar, because he believes not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Trinitarians do not believe God gave of his Son, they believe God became the Son, incarnated, completely in opposition to this and all other scripture pertaining to the truth the Father gave of his Son. Now that we have been given this Father and Son relationship, we are to wire our minds to this higher state of consciousness. 1 John chapter 3 verses 1-2. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The Spirit seals and signifies this loving, inseparable relationship. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. This gives us the Christ consciousness confidence that he loves us forever in the here and now, in real time, not a maybe in the future. This is the true, living and thinking in the now, the New Age disciples claim to practice. God has given us all the same measure of love and promises to live and breathe by. 1 John chapter 4 verse 13, 15-17. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love, dwells in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, or day of rewards, because as he is, so are we in this world. All churched, unchurched and new ages can fully embrace and relate to the loving, highest spiritual relationship as a child of God, because of our natural love for children and protecting them, without the interference of religious dogma. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son and now in us, as his sons and daughters. This is the heart of the mystery, and is so freely given and easy to accept. Jesus Christ is not a person aloft in a separate Godhead, but our brother and that separates us into the family of God. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 11. For both he that sanctifies, separates, and they who are sanctified, separated, are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Romans chapter 8 says we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Galatians chapter 4 verse 6 says, And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. No third person, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18 declares, And God will be a father unto you and you shall be my sons and daughters. This power and spirit we are to saturate into our minds and believe fervently, and to express openly, this Christ-conscious truth to others who are hungry to receive. We are set free from such religious traditional thinking from the church and from New Age uncertainty and skepticism about Jesus Christ. We are now one with him and our fellowship is universal without any labels and barriers. When our hearts and minds become one in Christ consciousness around the world, it's a force of energy that has no obstacles to love, peace, joy and freedom, especially when it becomes synergized in the collective mind. In conclusion, and we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the way, the mystery, the only true God, and eternal life.